Midvale's mayor of 22 years, Joanne Seguini, is expected to retire this year, paving the way for a new leader to oversee the growing Salt Lake suburb. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports on one candidate who's throwing her name in the ring early.
It's a Saturday night at a Mexican restaurant inside a strip mall in Midvale, and Sophia Haas-Tingey is giving her pitch to a small group inside a banquet room. Top priorities, she says, are revitalizing the city's Main Street and creating an arts district.
So I will work really hard with various organizations to see if we can bring some arts communities to Midvale to establish a presence here.
Haas-Tingey is no political novice. She ran unsuccessfully for state representative in 2014 and Midvale City Council a year later. She currently serves as vice chair of the community council. Her candidacy is also historic in that she's the first transgender candidate to run for a mayoral seat in Utah, a fact that she says is incidental to her identity, but nonetheless important.
One of the powers of the mayor is an appointment. So appointing good people that cover some of the intersectionalities that we're missing is one of the vital things that the mayor can do.
Sandy Anaya is a Midvale resident and attended the campaign launch and supported Haas-Tingey when she ran for city council in 2015. She says she would like to see some new blood in Midvale government.
We're really in a changing phase with all the commercial that's happening down in the river bottom area. We need somebody who's really ready to work. I mean, and I think it's going to take somebody, a real go-getter.
Although it's still early, Haas-Tingey says she wants to start fundraising and getting volunteers to be in a good position for the primary later this summer. The general election is in November. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.